Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Wow! Whom the sun sets free is free indeed. And we are gathered today in the house of the Lord. Jesus is here. And where Jesus is, you can expect freedom. No matter what your week has been like, some things may be bothering your mind, some things may be causing your heart to be anxious. Don't be anxious anymore. Jesus is here. And like we sang earlier, where he is, chains fall. Fear bows here now. Jesus, you change everything. Lives are healed and hope is found. Where? Right in the presence of Jesus. Come on, let's honor him. Yeah, he's worthy. He's awesome. Welcome to those who are joining us online, on air. Some are listening to us on radio. You are very, very welcome to our service today. And ready for God's word? Let's pray. Father, I ask you to speak to us your word. Your word is powerful. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from your mouth. So today, Lord, we ask you to speak to us. I thank you because your word will not return to you void. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, every year we take a moment to focus on family. And so we have a family series because we believe in family. In fact, one of our common phrases here at Watoto is that we are family. That's who we are. And so we take time to talk about family because we have a vision for your family. Yes. And our vision for your family that we have as your pastors is that God will give you strong, healthy, and happy families. That's our dream. That's our desire for your family. Strong families that will withstand the challenges that come. Every family faces challenges. But we want your family to be strong so you can withstand those challenges. But also we want your family to have healthy relationships. The quality of your family experience is directly related to the quality of the relationships there. Between a husband and wife, between parents and children, between siblings, between you and extended family. So we want you to have healthy relationships, but finally, we want you to have a happy family, enjoying the blessing of God. A family filled with joy. That's our desire. And so every year we take time to come back and do a family series because we know families are under attack. But here's the good news. I may have described our vision for your family and it is nothing close to what you're experiencing. We serve an awesome God who can bring that vision to pass in your family. God is the author of family. God knows how family works best. And that's why we go to his word. You see, as a family goes, so does society go. If you have a dysfunctional family, you're going to have a dysfunctional society. And you're going to have a dysfunctional nation. And no family is perfect. There's no perfect family. But we can all strive to make sure our families are strong, that they are healthy relationships, and that they are happily enjoying the blessing of God. How? By following God's way. Following God's word. Now, as I get ready to introduce what we're going to be focusing on in the next number of weeks, I was reminded my very first safari, going on a game drive to see animals in the wild. I had seen animals in a zoo setting. They're in a cage and you can see them, but I was excited to go and see animals in the wild. And when we started the journey, I saw a bunch of buffaloes. And in excitement, I was like, wow, look, buffaloes. And then the tour guide said, oh yeah, that's a bunch of losers. A bunch of losers? What do you mean? He says, oh well, those are the bachelor boys that have been kicked out of the herd. And some of them grew old, they kicked them out. And so what happens is, all of these bachelor boys who were kicked out of the herd by the younger ones create a group. And so they start to hang out together as a bunch of losers. And they say to us, those are the most dangerous. Because they're angry, they're the ones that attack. And they were there. So, I was seeing animals, buffaloes. The tour guide knew better than I did, because there's more than meets the eye. And I want to tell you, my friends, whenever you see a group of men together, sometimes there's more than meets the eyes. They may be watching soccer, celebrating. They may be having a drink, sharing a meal, chatting. But I gotta tell you, if you look beyond, many men feel like a bunch of losers. They feel like that. They feel like they're not understood. They feel like expectations on them are really high. They feel like they don't measure up. They carry insecurities. And yet they expected to be strong. But that's not God's plan for men. God has a better plan for you as men. And I know that the pain and the failure men experience will translate to failure in the family, will eventually translate to failure in society. And so when it comes to family, that is a pain point. But over the next week, we're going to share with you God's heart for every man. That's what we're going to talk about. God's heart, because God loves you. He has a plan for you. Now I know that as the women, you're going to wonder, oh, so the family series is just going to focus on men and are we going to miss out? No. Actually, this is a series for every man that every woman must hear. And this is why, as women, you have a huge part to play in calling out the greatness of men. As a wife, as a mother, as a sister, you have a lot to play. And as we go through the next number of weeks, men, don't run away from church. We are not going to be bashing. We are going to be calling out greatness. We're going to be calling out greatness. And so God's heart for every man is a critical series when it comes to family. When it comes to family. Let me read you a scripture because we like to go back to the Bible. And I want you to see God's heart, original heart for man. Right in the Bible, Genesis chapter 2, in verses 18 to 24, the Lord God, he looked at man, he'd created man. And then in verse 18, he says, the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. We look at this usually in context of marriage, and that is absolutely right. But in the context of life as well, man is not good for you to do life alone. As men, we believe the lie that we can be solo flyers. That is a big lie. That's why MOV troops is something that is important. You need other men around you as well. Now the Lord, God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. Look at the trust God places in men. He says, I'm going to trust you to name the animals. God believes in man. He does. That's his original, even when we don't believe in ourselves. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man. And he brought her to the man. And the man then said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. He took the responsibility, for she was taken out of man. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. When you go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, it says, so God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them both in his image. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. When I hear that, here's God's heart for every man. God wants you to flourish. He wants you to flourish. But what we see today is the opposite. Instead of men saying, this is bone of my own bones, and honoring their spouse or honoring women, we see men dishonoring and abusing them. When God says, there comes a time when a man says, I'm going to start my family and go out and start a family, what we see today is men walking away from what they started as a family. We see men who are pursuing an image which is different from the image God gave them. They are trying to be something that they were not designed to be. And so when you think about that, it creates some challenges and problems. And these are real. And some of the challenges I'm going to mention are challenges that you will just face as a man, baby. Every man faces battles on the inside. We all go through them. But there are some challenges and problems that come out of bad decisions we've made. Some come out of wrong mindsets we've adopted as men. Let me talk about some of the challenges. Here's what I know. There is a king in every man, but has been trapped by a slave. A slave to fear, a slave to comparison, a slave to negative beliefs, a slave to greed, a slave to insecurity, a slave to sin and addictions, a slave to pornography and all kinds of sexual promiscuity, and that king has been really suffocated in you. And we must break free of that. As men, we also go through real challenges of fatherlessness. That's a challenge for all of us. Because we don't have fathers, we don't have good examples of what a man should be like. We don't have somebody holding our hands to walk with us. And so this is what it means to be a man. And it becomes difficult. It impacts men, but it also impacts the women. As men, we face the society pressure of high expectations and so much bashing. Men are the problem. Men are dogs. Men are this. We face that. We face that. And in this series, we are not going to join the bashing. We are going to be part of calling out your greatness. And I want to challenge all of us, men and women, let's get off the bandwagon of speaking down on men. Let's join the redeeming company of the Lord Jesus, who redeems men and brings them back to his original plan and purpose so they can thrive and flourish. Men, we carry burdens. Sometimes it's not that we are ignorant of our responsibilities. Sometimes we just don't know how to go about looking after our families. Sometimes we just struggle. How do I really love my wife? How do I love my kids? Men carry sometimes burdens that others may not understand. And when those burdens are too much for us, we go into a cave and we drown in alcohol or whatever kinds of behaviors. But you don't have to be like that. We don't have to be like that. God is going to turn it around. He's going to do it. That's the series is laid on our hearts. God has a heart for you, man. He knows your struggles. He knows your battles. But he also wants to help you. He wants you to flourish. That's what God wants. In addition to all of this, Satan is after destroying you as a man. Because you see, my friends, when men fail, family will also fail. Let me say it again. Satan knows that if I can defeat men, I will have defeated the family. And if the family is defeated, so is society. And that's why we want to see men in Watoto and beyond rising up to capture God's heart and pursue it with everything. And you can. You can. Some of the impact of men's failures is everywhere. The statistics speak of them. In 2016, a research was done here in Uganda by the Ministry of Gender, and it was about preparing for the year 2017, which was declared as the year of the family. And as they did some of the research, here are some of the findings. They found that 30% of the households were headed by women. But here's what I know. When they're doing the research, they would find out, okay, who leads this family? It is a woman. and there's no man. But there are many families that are led by women, and the man is just present and absent sometimes. He's not rising up to his responsibility. So this could be even greater. This report, very sad statistics, and it was done in 2016, meaning it is off of records that also in 2015, it says there was 56% increase in 2016 of physical gender-based violence. A lot of it perpetrated by men. Men who are insecure and don't know how to handle conflict. There was an increase between 2015 to 2016 by 28% in defilement and rape cases. You could go on, and the impact of when men don't take their place on children who get lost in drugs, and I mean, it is tough. And that's why this is a strategic message for bringing healing to the city and the nation. And it's not just two men. It's for all of us to join in the fight for men. When one part of the body is hurting and is weak, the whole body hurts. The whole body hurts. What's God's picture? Because that's the one that we really must follow. What's God's picture for man? In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, God unpacks a little bit of the picture he has for man. It says, the Lord God, he took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord commanded the man. These are part of the first words God spoke to men. He said, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. Here are interesting things that we see. God took the man, placed him in a garden. Simply saying, God blessed the man. He blessed him. And then he said, I want you to work it. I want you to take care of it. What did God do? Not only did God bless the man, he gave him responsibility. Men, responsibility is not a curse word. Work is not a curse. It is a responsibility to steward the blessing of the gifts and talents and knowledge that God has given you. Men, there is no work that is more significant than the other. All work is a blessing. And not only did God give a blessing and responsibility, God's heart was for the man not to fail. And God said, hey, there is a tree that I do not want you to eat from. You can eat from every other tree. Enjoy yourself, but from this one here, don't. What was God doing? He was establishing boundaries. God blesses the man. God gives the man responsibility, and God gives boundaries for the man to flourish. Psalm 128 is a beautiful psalm, which is a psalm that paints a picture of how the children of Israel looked at God's picture for family. They would sing it. They would recite it. And it was a picture, beautiful. They would say, that's the beauty of repeating some things. And so here's what other pictures painted, how the children of Israel saw man's responsibility and family. Verse 1, Psalm 128, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. And then he says, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Beautiful picture. And then verse 3, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. She'll be thriving. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. As a picture, wife fruitful, children like just those olive branches. They roll around the tree. They are around you as a strong man in the family, and they thrive. I was reading about what that meant. It also meant that at some point, if the tree gets any form of, it breaks, it falls down, those vines feed the tree again so life can come. In other words, you take care of your wife, your kids, they'll take care of you in your old age. What a picture. So that as men, you don't get afraid and you're hiding some of the property you own from your family, from your kids. You're afraid that they're going to come after you. They want to kill you. That's not what God wants. He wants you to have a legacy of blessing. That's his picture. Beautiful picture. And he says, yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. This is what the family sang to their father. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. You know, if we contextualize it, this was for them. They totally recognized that if the man thrives and flourishes, the family will flourish, but so will the city. And so if I'm to bring it down, men, may the Lord bless you from his holy mountain, Zion. May you see the prosperity of Kampala City all the days of your life, because you are thriving and your family is thriving. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Uganda, South Sudan, any country. Why? Because men, you are flourishing. That's God's heart for you. Man, God is determined that you become everything he's designed you to become. You've tried on your own, and you know that your strength is not enough. But when we are weak, he is strong. We've tried to figure out how to make that dream in our hearts come to pass. We've strived and tried connections and made shortcuts and done all kinds of things, and we know it's not working. God has a better way for you. This picture is based on you honoring and fearing the Lord. God loves you. He wants you to thrive. Let me close. At the root of all the problems we face as society and as men is this one simple three-letter word, sin. Sin is what messed up God's original order in Genesis. So we saw sin came in. If you continue reading, it messed up the relationship between man and God. It messed up the relationship between man and his wife. It messed up the relationship between man and his children. It messed up the relationships between the children. Because when you read, you begin to see children. The first murder case was a sibling murder case. It started to mess up everything. And sin won't just mess you up as a man. Sin messes all of us up. But here's God's solution. Romans chapter 5. From verse 14 it says, now Adam is a symbol, a representation of Christ who was yet to come. But there is a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of this one man, Adam, brought death to many. Sin brings death, my friends. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ. Wow. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. Adam's one sin brings condemnation to everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous. Come on! Right there is the solution. Men who open up their hearts to Jesus. It's not just for men. This is for everyone. In order for you to flourish in life, you must deal with sin in your life. Sin will hold you down. Man, woman, boy or girl, sin holds you back. But through this man, Jesus, not only does he deal with sin, he helps you to thrive. Is Jesus truly the Lord of your life? Men, let me ask you, is Jesus the number one voice that you listen to in your life? Is he your hero? In case he's not, I want to promise you one thing. If you make Jesus your primary hero, the one whom you learn from, and the one you invite into your heart to deal with all the stuff you go through, he will change your life. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let's bow our heads and pray. I know I've been speaking primarily to men, but now I'm speaking to all of us. Is Jesus the Lord of your life? Is he number one in your life? I know you may believe in Jesus, but have you received him? Have you invited him to take first place in your life? If you've not, today I want to invite you to be bold enough and brave enough to say, Jesus, today I completely surrender my life to you. This is a call not just for every man, this is a call for everyone. If you're saying, Pastor, I hear what you have said, I know my life is not flourishing right now. I live in darkness. I live in fear. I live in shame. Today, I want to be free. I want to be born again. For some of you, it might be a return to the Savior you walked away from. He's not here to condemn you. He wants to give you a brand new start, a fresh start. If that's you and you're saying, Pastor, please pray for me before the service ends. You're speaking to me. Whoever you are, while all heads are bowed and eyes are closed, lift up your hand and say, pray with me, Pastor. Take the courage. Raise that hand. Thank you. Just raise it high. I have a friend who will come to you, and we want to just help you in this journey. Just lift that hand high. Someone will come and tap you on the shoulder to let you know we've seen that hand. Those of you upstairs, I may not see you, but there's people that are there. You're saying, that's me. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Ushers, if you can help. Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And any other person, just raise your hand and just lift it a little higher. Someone will come to you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, you see every hand that's been raised, and I ask you right now, in the name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus, I ask that you will come and begin to restore and rewrite the story of these precious people whose hands are raised. Forgive them of sin, and I pray today you'll set them on a solid rock that they will stand in Christ, knowing that they are born again. Fill them with your spirit, I pray, and they will walk out of this place totally free and redeemed, knowing they are yours. Lord, as I pray for them, I pray for every man. I ask you, Lord, that by the power of your Spirit, as we go through the next number of weeks, may the greatness in every man be called out. May the lies that they've believed be dispelled. May the shadow of death that has been over their dreams be lifted off in the name of Jesus. And might the men of Watoto rise up to be truly men of valor who are pursuing greatness, godliness, and the most generous men in Uganda. We declare that in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Amen. God bless you. Bring a man next week. Every woman, you need to come. Do not miss church, because you are going to be ambassadors of Christ in calling out the greatness in men. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey, hey,